is accurate. Although Miss Lindbergh, or whoever her successors are in her office, says that that in those days it was customary for all of the Platts themselves to carry a covenant. And then some did deed or could or not, depending on what the lawyer wanted to do, because it was in the plat itself. Now, that she cannot find the plat covering this particular piece of property. In 1928, it was set up first. Under plat, it set up 20 lots. And they say it's just missing from the county records, but all the others around it, the plats themselves carry a covenant. But it is peculiar. The deed to Kellum and the deed to Deason, the deed to Kellum does have the covenant in it from Price. The deed to Deason does not have. And the one from Deason to you does not have, but the one from you to Miller does have. But now, Abe suggests that they just say the president is not presently aware of any restrictive covenants that have ever been in any property, and he has no recollection of ever having been aware of them or ever having read the deeds to the property. But we have checked up, and it is true there is a restrictive covenant in the deed in question. It's a source of regret, and if the president had known about it, it would not have met with his approval. And then remind him of the Elms informally. He says he thinks that takes away from the Frank statement earlier. He said, now I've got the thing on the Elms now. I found it. In the agreement to purchase, it says, buyer state that by accepting title of the property, subject to the covenants described, they do not agree to be bound by any covenants, which by its terms or in its application restricts their right to permit the property be occupied by, sold, demised, transferred, conveyed unto, or in trust for, leased, rented, or given to anyone because of any such person's race, color, or creed. In this connection, buyers have been advised by counsel that under the federal constitution, said covenants may not so restrict buyers, and in this respect are unenforceable. On the basis such advice, buyers are accepting title subject to the covenants mentioned. Moreover, buyers do not consider the covenants which contain restrictions based on race, color, or creed to be legally or morally enforceable.
Well, can you write up a brief statement for him to give? Does he think he ought to have a statement?
He thinks it shouldn't be a formal statement. He thinks that Kildare should just tell him informally that...
Well, he's got to have something to go by,
from. Yes, sir. Well, I can write up what he said. Yes, sir.
And what's the net of it now? Give it to me in paragraph where they can...
Net of it is that he thinks you ought to be frank and
how has Kildare come out now? He'd come out and say, gentlemen...
The president is not presently aware of any restrictions, restrictive covenants that have been bound to any property that he has had, and has no recollection of ever having been aware or ever having read the deeds to the property in question.
Well, it looks like that just puts us into it, though. He says, well, it is.
But we have checked up, and it's true there is a restricted covenant in the deed in question. It's a source of regret to him, and if the president had known about it, would not have met with his approval.
No, and I can't say that it happened 20 years ago, because we did right here on 31st Place. Do you follow me?
Yes, sir.
I think that gets us in difficulty. Will you go over that with him, try to straighten that out? What I try to say is that the president, this is a transaction that happened 20 years ago. The president does not recall it. And we regret it if it happened, but he gave a good deal of thought and acted on his own. When he bought his home, when he bought the Elms here, and here's what he said then. And this is how he feels about it. Or something like that. I don't know if that hurts you more than helps you not. Try to get him to get something, one paragraph, and don't let us open on 31st Street and read it back to me.
All right, sir.
What?
Yes, sir.